Well, usually if they are experiencing some sort of domestic violence or intimate partner violence, that usually is the way that they realize that they're reaching out for help. That's how they get connected to us.
Yeah, you know, I did a couple of pre-interviews. Heard some harrowing tales of people in just really dire situations, and I think they almost get a skewed sense of reality. You almost kind of start to buy into some of this stuff. So how does somebody break that cycle and reach out to you if they're listening and wondering, am I in this position?
Yeah, there's so many individual challenges when you're experiencing domestic violence depending on your situation. And so even dealing with the fear and the uncertainty and the unknowingness of what will come next can really be a huge barrier or challenge that individuals who experience violence have to overcome. And then there is the trauma, and then there is historical violence on top of that. And so as we kind of get layered into all of the challenges and the barriers that people experience while having a situation like domestic violence, there's so many points of challenges and barriers that somebody can face just based on the cost of living now, the limited resources, particularly around housing, and we know how cold it's been in the last 4 weeks when you try to reach out for help and there's no way to get to a shelter and they're all full. It's very disheartening for people. That's a huge barrier, and then that results in them not knowing when they should reach out again.
Well, and you know, in the chats that I've had with some of the clients that have used these services, you're absolutely right. It's hard to take that step, and then, but I have heard at the end several times, family service has saved my life. You know, quote unquote. I mean, it's the change that can come because of the programs that you have in place. Have you seen those kinds of transformations? I'm sure firsthand.
Oh, absolutely. The benefit of receiving service at Family Service Saskatoon is we have a number of programs that we run. We have a new program. It's a pilot program, pilot project called Early Intervention. And so you'll hear later on a interview with the Saskatoon City Police in who we partner with to get connected to the families that are at highest risk of experiencing IPV, and so really trying to fill those gaps, reach out as much as possible. We also have our domestic violence court case worker program that helps people navigate the court system and all the layers and the unknowns of that whole process. And we also have an intimate partner violence outreach program. All of our services are free. The outreach program helps people navigate housing, social assistance, immigration, letters and such. We help with transportation. If there isn't a shelter here, we have a special fund that helps us with transportation to another city or even another province.